Dr. Christopher said the most significant activity at Lasufre continues to be lahars, which occur whenever there's heavy rainfall. He said minor steaming explosions were also observed in the Larakai area, which indicates that the material there is still hot.
Activity has still been quite low from the volcano itself. The most exciting thing that would have happened, or things, would be lahars. We had someone on last Saturday and Sunday, when we had the heavy rains. And one of the things I noticed as well was some minor steam explosions happening in the Larakai area. So it suggests that the material there is still hot and capable of generating these phreatic explosions, which is when it flashes water to steam very quickly. So it suggests that going into that area may not be a good idea. I mean, it's out of bounds, of course, but it's just not safe to go in there. That's the reason why it's out of bounds. But the activity is still quite low.
Dr. Christopher also provided an update on gas measurements, which can only take place whenever the weather conditions permit.
We try and do it once a week. It's not necessarily 7 days apart, but at some point in time during each week, we try and do a measurement. And that is dependent on the weather, of course, because we're using a boat, and the wind direction, because we need the wind to be blowing towards the west. We did one on Thursday, and the value was 176 tons per day. So as I probably alluded in the past, you know, over time, you will get lower numbers over time, and eventually you will no longer have sulfur dioxide coming from this volcano. Well, at least from this eruptive episode, it will eventually run out of sulfur dioxide, the magma that stayed the gas in, and you will go back to a gas composition that you had maybe around 2018, where it was dominated by hydrogen sulfide, which is the rotten egg smelling one, and water and CO2.
And Dr. Christopher said most of the instruments for continued monitoring have already been installed. He said right now the team has more instruments on the volcano than prior to the explosive eruption.
The team that was here, I think it was June, July, they did the bulk of the installation work. So I think the only thing that's here on the ground that needs to be installed or can be installed right now is the multigas instrument. But that there's no urgency to get that in, and it can't be done without helicopter support apparently. So I guess that has to wait. At some point in time, we would entertain the thought of putting in a network that measures sulfur dioxide flux automatically. So that has to be installed as well, somewhere high up on the western flanks of the volcano. But those need to be built, put together, before we get to the stage of trying to install them. So right now, I think it's safe to say that we have more eyes on the volcano now, more instruments on the volcano now than we had in December. So the volcano is being heavily monitored right now, a lot heavier than it was before the eruption started.
Head of the Lasufre monitoring team, Dr. Thomas Christopher. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.